USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of people arrested for illegally crossing into the United States from Mexico dropped for a third consecutive month in a row, down to just around 50,000 people. Acting CPB Commissioner Mark Morgan says a lot of this has to do with Mexico.
Since June, Mexico has deployed thousands of troops. They've created a new National Guard within their country. 10,000 troops to the southern border, 15,000 troops to the northern border. Again, unprecedented support and cooperation with the government of Mexico.
On Monday at the White House, President Trump is honoring six police officers who killed the mass murderer in Dayton, Ohio last month.
These incredible patriots responded to the worst violence and most barbaric hatred with the best of American courage, character, and strength.
The president presented each of the men with the Medal of Valor. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
What would you do if your bank accidentally made a six-figure error in your favor? Well, what one couple allegedly did in Pennsylvania has them in hot water. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges for allegedly going on a spending spree after a bank mistake left six figures in their account. A teller at BB&T accidentally put $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' bank account back in May. Rather than notify the bank about the mistake, police say the couple spent most of the money in just a matter of weeks.
A northern Alabama high school is removing bathroom stalls to stop teens from smoking and vaping. Parent Brandon Campbell tells NBC News the new rules seem a little bit excessive.
They usually have a truancy officer or a police officer at the school, have them monitor the hallway.
Administrators at Wilson High School in Florence, Alabama, took the move after one student was found passed out in a stall after vaping. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Trump administration is looking to privatize mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were put under government control back during the financial crisis in 2008. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells Fox Business that Congress has not shown much interest in doing it.
The first step is we are in the process of negotiating with the FHFA on our current lines, and we expect in the near term we'll have an agreement where we will allow both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to retain their earnings, which will be a significant increase in capital and a step in the right direction to us ultimately raising third-party capital.
Another star has made a court appearance in the college admissions cheating scandal. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
With sentencing set for September 13th, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman to a month in jail for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. Prosecutors said she acted out of a sense of entitlement or at least moral cluelessness. Huffman's lawyers argued she should get a year of probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $20,000 fine instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, Dr. Oz's mother is being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Dr. Oz says he completely missed the signs that his 81-year-old mother's health was failing, and he also admits now that he carries a gene as well for Alzheimer's. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.